This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at three. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And it off.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the two horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the four horse.
I like the six. That's the horse. That's it.
I always bet on five.
The number one horse.
I like the four. Number four. Four.
I like the six.
I like the four horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ. I mean it. You are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabinjian.
Welcome, race fans, to another great year here at FairmontParkPodcast.com. And I tell you, I'm really excited. The show was supposed to air Friday or Monday. But what we had was your host here, Jono. I was up in Michigan State getting my kid situated with her schooling up there. And I tell you what, man, I don't know how you trainers out there do it. I mean, you drive 6-8 hours, and then right after a race, you pack up and then come right back in, you know, and it's amazing. It's amazing. And I drove 7.5 hours to Lansing, East Lansing, Michigan, and it was tough. It's a tough trip, and all salute to you guys out there. But we are going to get the show out before race time here at Fairmont Park. Today's matinee racing, and hey, let's get right to it, okay? We got the first race here, and it's a 5.5 furlong maiden claiming 4,000. And I tell you what, I got my buddy Leon who gave me his picks. He's been on the show, and he'll be coming on this year too. He's a great guy, and you guys will love him. He's a handicapper as well, so he's given me his picks, and we'll see how we do. I got mine. He's got his. And plus, we got Mike. He'll be coming in the future too this week. He couldn't make it. He had other obligations as an agent, so we'll be seeing him pretty soon, too. But anyway, let's get to it. First race, 5.5 furlong, maiden claiming 4,000. And maiden claiming 4,000, that tells you these are the low ends here, and they're not that good. They're not that good. I went with the one horse on top here, Hussein Sation. Yeah, that's it. The one horse. And that's by Diego Hughes, 9-5. And my second horse here is Serena's Halo. I went with, and that was the 6 horse, and followed up with the Name It After, the 5 horse. My one horse, I went with that one. He's got 2 under his belt in 2018. I think that plays a role here, especially at this maiden claiming level. I'm just looking for horses that have stretched out a little bit, ready to go. And I think the one horse here stands out. For Leon, he went with the 1 followed by the 5. Now, folks, the 5, Name It After, he's 8-5, okay? And my problem with this horse, my problem with this horse here, he's been favored 7 times. 7 times he hasn't gotten the job done here. And we're talking low-end claimers here. You know what? I'm not buying into it. This favorite is a very skeptical favorite. I'm going with the 1-6. He's went with the 1-5. Leon went with the 1-5. So our next race here is a 5.5 furlong, claiming 3,200. And I went with the 2 horse here. I went with Gale Horn, Molina and Manly combination here, a combo. And the power numbers, strongest of the bunch here, really stand out. These power numbers are really good. And midway around the track, I really see this horse just taking off and making mincemeat of this. I like the 2 on top, followed by the 3, Shakesburg, And guess what? This is going to be amazing. Ratana. Gabe Ratana is riding again. This is like a time capsule here at Fairmont Park. They're just popping up. The old guys are just popping back up in this. I'll give him a look. Let's see what the hell he does. But I tell you what, I don't know. These guys put on a little age here, and let's see what happens. This is the first day. And that's Sharpsburg and Ratana. That's a Johnson trainer, and he's going off at 6-1. So we'll see what happens there. I got a 2-3-1, and Chancey meeting you here, Santiago Butler, and that's a 3-1 horse. I got him on the back end. Runs respectable at this track. Barn works hard. Could very well easily be the second place or first place here too. So this is the type of race. But going back to that first race, folks, tread lightly on that race there. I don't see a lot of things happening as going to the blue book here, the blueprints, I mean. And I mean, it's a kind of race that you're kind of a little skeptical about. And second race is about the same way, too. So I got a 2-3-1. Leon's got a complete different-looking format on this one. He went with the 1 on top, followed by the 5, Shaker Maker, Diego Martinez combo there, 9-2. Might be the right level, and I think it needs one for 2018. He went with the 1-5-2, so we're not that far off. I told you guys Chancey meeting you here could sneak up there. I think the Chancey meeting you here is probably a good play on the back end here. That's the way I'm looking at it. Let's go on to race number 3. Race number 3, we got a 5.5 furlong claiming 3,200. And in this one here, I went with the 3-6. I'm old school. I like that. I'm old school. That's Santiago Bentler, 5-2. Already has 2 under his belt in 2018. Very competitive. Will overtake. I think midway stretch makes a nice move and takes over here. 3-6 is what I have. And boom, that's what Leon's got as well here. He's got the 3-6. So I'm old school, and edging by Diego Martinez, the 6 horse, and that's 3-1. Are you guys seeing Martinez here? He's bringing some live horses already. And that's what we have for third place prize here. The bronze, I'm going to give it to Bad Moon, the 4 horse, and nothing to do with Leon on that one. He likes the 3-6, so do I. Race number 4. Race number 4 is a 5.5. Everything's 5.5. Are you seeing that? 5.5 furlong, claiming 4,000. And on this one here, we went a little different. Went a little different here. Leon's went with the 2 on top, and he's looking for a trifecta here. He's keying the 2, followed by the 7-5-9-10. Well, I don't have the 7-5-9-10. I don't even have the – I got the 2 as my backup here in the third-place spot. I got the 8. I got Indian Trick here, and that's Diego Martinez. This Invader looks sharp, folks. This barn's been known to bring in good Invaders here, and this one, Indian Trick, he will have his game face on here. I like the 8 on top, followed by the 3. 8-3-2 is what I have. The 3 is the Summy Baby by Giles Widower, 5-1. I like this. I like this as one of my strong exacta plays of the day here. But again, it's not the same as Leon. Leon's looking at the 2. The 2, he's keyed the 2, followed by the 7-5-9-10. So that's what we have here. In race number 5, again, it's a 5.5 furlong here. Maiden special weight, 18,000 in the bank here, my friends. 18,000 clammers. And what do we have here? Race number 5. This is Leon's best play of the day, and he's went with the 8 horse. The 8 horse is well made. Santiago Becker, 2-1. And, I'll tell you what, Leon, I'm not buying the 8. I'm not buying the 8. I'm buying the 7. I'm buying the 7, and that's Bit Money by Baylon Doris. And I think I like this horse here. Coming to form, solid works. We'll dig in late. We're looking at a photo finish here, my friends. I'm looking at a 7-8 type of fixture here. I like the exact. I love this as one of my best exactas as well. The 7-8, 8-7. You're looking at a good mix here. 5-2, 2-1. It's going to be chalky, but here's the thing about Fairmont Park. Fairmont Park pays good exactas. I mean, you're looking at, if you put a $2 exacta buy on this one, you'll probably get back $12-13. That's not bad payoff on this. I mean, you box those two for $20 or something like that, boom, you made $60 on that. That's not a bad play at all. 7-8 is what I have, and on top, Leon's got the 8. He feels Becker will take over, and as well, why not? Becker, always leading trainer here at Fairmont Park, and he's always got some good horses, and so he's went with the 8. That's what Leon's got. Race number six. Imagine that. Another 5.5 furlong. An allowance optional claimer, 5,000. And I went with the 4 on top here, Busy Mischief. And that is Manly Molina. Molina Manly, actually. And I think this Invader looks sharp here, my friends. I know I'm using that, but this is the angle I look at. Early in the race meet, you look for horses that have had a couple starts, have run competitive, or you look for horses that have run elsewhere that are just still into it and they've run like 3 or 4 that are competitive. I'm looking at horses right now that are possibly they're showing good form in the latter part of the year in 2017. And if they've had 2018, they've been on the right track here, finishing 4th out of 8 or something like that, or 4th out of 7. I'm looking for horses that have been competitive. I like this horse here, Busy Mischief, and that's Molina Manly duo right there. That's 5-2. And my second place horse is the 1. She's Fantastic. That's with a V. She's Fantastic. And that's Diego Pompel. And that's a 7-2 horse. Last two stretch numbers look solid. We'll be closing well here. And I've got the 5 at my bronze medal slot here. Dorothy Mary. Is that the Doro the? Okay, here it is. Doro the Mary. Yeah, that's what it is. And that's Giles and Bahena. Bahena. Yeah, that's it. 6-1. Last win, ran open, lower claimer, strong track. You know what? I'll throw that one in the back end here. So I got the 415 in the sixth race. Well, me and my man Leon here, we don't see eye to eye on this one at all. He's went with the 3, and I got the 3 right now dead last. How about that? I got the 3 dead last. He's got the 3 on top. This is going to show who's got what here. But again, whatever happens, it's early. It's a first day here, folks. If he gets this race, don't you give up on me, because in the latter part of last year, I hit the entire race. Can you believe that? I went 7 horses, and I went right down the slot with 7 horses. How's that? But in any case, this is the first race. He went with the 3 brown shoes here, 8-1, and me, I got down on this horse here, needs to drop and tag, feeling the wear and at the level. I just haven't seen anything with this 3 at this level. I think it needs to drop down. He's got the 3 with the 8-4-6. 8, Catherine Eugenia, and the 4, that's my horse, Busy Mischief. And the 6 here, 6 is right there at the bottom for me as well. That's Royal City. Last two races in 2018, very strong, but against lesser foe. That's the way I'm going. I'm going with the 415. He's going with 3 on top with the 8-4 to follow it. Race number seven. I think this is the lock of the day. The lock of the day. Do I get a drum roll here? And my producer stepped out. My producer's not here, so it's just me. And this is my play of the day here, and this is the 9 horse. Georgie, my boy, and that's Lopez Randazzo. That's Frankie Randazzo, not the other Randazzo. I'm sure we'll be hearing from him in this meet as well. So Frankie brings this horse here, and this is our lock of the week here. And Georgie, my boy, the 9 horse, 2-1, running open, finds comfort zone here, play the day. He went with, let's see here, Leon went with the 9 horse here as well. Good play here, Leon. Didn't make me look bad. He went with the 9, followed by the 6. I followed it with the 3. His 6 is Graham from above, and that's Diego Pompeo, 15-1. He's going pricey here. And why not? Throw a price in there. That's good. So he went with the 9-6. I went with the 9-3, and the 3 is the Pegasus Book, Ratana Johnson, 5-1. 11 out of 15 in the money, lifetime at Fairmount Park. Very dangerous, and that, I think it will have enough here to get second best in my book. You can't go wrong with this exact as well. That's a 9-3. That's what I'm banking on at Fairmount Park today with afternoon live racing. Folks, another thing that I like to point out here is this 6th race and 7th race. I love this combination here. I love this daily double here with the 4 and 9. Play the 4 and 9 on your daily double in the 6th race at Fairmount Park. I think that is a lock. That's my lock of the day too. So 4-9, yeah. And you know what? If you want to play a pick 3, why not take everything? Well, you don't want everything. You don't want the bottom end here with the 2 Margarita Attack and the 5 here. Lucky Mr. Bond. There's nothing lucky about this one. I think you could throw those 2 out. Take the 7, 8, 6, 9, 1, 4, 3 and put those all in the first leg of your pick 3, followed up with a 4, and then followed up with a 9. You're looking at a, what are we looking at? A $6, $1 pick 3. So I know you're banking on the 4 and the 9 in the 6th and 7th race. But, again, you know, it could pay off because in the 5th race, you got anything could happen in the 5th race as well. All right, that's what we have, folks. I had to get the show out, and we will get in-depth with great stuff, great features coming up in the future here at Fairmount Park Podcast. Tune in, download the show, and go to our page here at FairmountParkPodcast.com. And you guys can also check us out on Facebook as well and get this, get the show downloaded and make it happen. Make it happen. So for now, my friends, we're early, but you know what? I got no one, and this was a quick show to get this one out here. Enjoy. Take care. Cash those winning tickets. We'll see you next time.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmount Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, FairmountParkPodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter. There's a perfect time when you're tempted. This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.